Half of the councils in England don't have enough money to deliver their services, according to a survey conducted by the Local Government Association in November last year. And the situation is similar for the London Borough of Sutton. I'm Daniel Tyson, and today I'm talking to the leader of Sutton Council, Ruth Dumby.
Hi, Daniel.
You said this would be the toughest budget you've had to put together. Why is that?
Everyone's aware in their own personal lives of the impact of COVID, the impact of the Ukraine war on inflation and the cost of living crisis. And we all understand how difficult it is for everyone in work and also their household budgets. But it's true for all councils as well. Costs are escalating. And the problem we have in local government is that our funding is being squeezed more and more, and yet we have more people who have greater need. And as a result, we literally don't have enough money to provide all the services, the 800 services that local government provide. And in order to make savings, what we're having to do in Sutton is to reduce the number of people working for the council. So we have more people living in our borough with greater needs, we have less money, and we have fewer members of staff able to support them.
The LGA survey also showed that one in five councils in England are likely to go bankrupt. This is not the case for Sutton Council at the moment, but how far is that from happening?
People are moving here from places that when I was growing up were quite deprived places. So, for example, a lady the other day told me she's moved here from Tooting because she can't afford to live in Tooting anymore. But when I was growing up, Tooting was one of the most deprived places in London. And now people are telling me that they're moving to Sutton because they can't afford to live there anymore. And because the funding formula that the government organises isn't keeping up like that, they've been talking about it for 20 years. They've been saying that they're going to readjust the allocation to make it fair. It still hasn't happened. And as a result, outer London boroughs are completely dependent on council tax in order to fund those services. So we're reducing our staff. We're trying to find ways of making savings. We've saved lots and lots of money and made lots of cuts, sadly, over the years. We're trying to do it in a way that's fair for everyone. But what's changing, the reason that it is so difficult now, is that it's not a one-off. It's been like this for the last 11 years. In the past, because I've been a councillor for quite a long time now, you would have a good year, you'd have a bad year, and they would compensate each other out. For the last 11 years, we've had our funding cut year on year on year, and we are literally, we have nowhere else to go. We have about £8 million left in reserves here in Sutton. We're the lowest in London, and we have to keep money back in reserves because if, heaven forbid, there was something terrible happening, there was a fire in Worcester Park a few years ago, and we had to support people who lost everything from one moment to the next. So the minimum that's accepted is that you have to keep 5% of your budget in reserves, and we're right down to the bone now. So we're going to be asking people to pay a higher rate of council tax in order to pay for the services that they receive. We're going to increase it by 2.99%, which is the highest, the maximum that the government allows us to put up council tax by. And then on top of that, we're also going to put an extra 2% to pay for adult social care, because the government isn't funding adult social care. They're insisting that we fund adult social care through council tax.
Most councils blame the central government for their financial difficulties. But what kind of advice would you give to the current government to improve your status?
The first thing is they need to stop giving us one yearly funding settlements. What that means is we find out just before Christmas how much money we're going to get. And we have to set our budget by the end of January. But the big thing that every council across the country is asking for, and this is nothing to do with my political party, this is cross-party, every single council in the country is saying to government that we need to have a better and fairer funding settlement so that this really important basic needs that people have are funded more fairly, I would argue via income tax. So they need to find a fairer system, and that's our big ask of government. We want to know sooner, we want longer term settlements, and we want a fairer settlement. And we want to be more independent, Daniel. So many people say to me, well, you know, why aren't you doing this and why aren't you doing that? And often the answer is because the government won't let us. They set us housing targets. They tell us how many homes we should be building each year. But it does wind me up because people pay their council tax. People elect local politicians, mm-hmm. because we're part of the community, we listen to our residents, and we want to have greater opportunities to make decisions for ourselves. So it's something I feel really strongly about. I'd like to have more freedoms to be able to make decisions ourselves.
But what if someone cannot afford to pay the higher council tax or is struggling with money in any other way? What should they do?
You have to pay council tax, but you can get a lot of support, particularly if you're a care leaver, if you're a young person, if you're a family on benefits, if you have young children. There are all sorts of different ways that you can get benefits that will help you balance the cost of council tax. And if you go on the Sutton Council website and put in cost of living, there's a huge amount of information about what benefits and what support is out there. We have a lot of people in this country who are on the state pension, who have paid taxes all their lives, who are on very, very low incomes because all they're getting is a state pension, and they're not applying for pension credit. And one of the things we're pushing really hard is to encourage those people, because they're entitled. They paid taxes all their lives. So there are lots of ways that we can support people, but council tax is a must and you have to pay it. And we're just sorry that we have to put it up again, because it's the last thing we want to do. It's not a decision we've taken lightly, but as I've said several times now, we've got nowhere else to go.
Levelling Up Secretary Michael Gove said in January, "We have listened to councils across England about the pressures they're facing and have always stood ready to help those in need. This additional £600 million support package illustrates our commitment to local government. We are in their corner and we support the incredible and often unsung work they do day to day to support people across the country." Minister for Local Government Simon Hoare added, "This injection of funding will help ensure services which people rely on can continue and demonstrates how important we view local government. We have listened to various organisations and considered their views seriously, and I'm grateful to those who reached out to me. The funding offers something for all our hard-working councils, with additional funding for social care as well as help for rural authorities to deliver essential services."